my luscious ones. I'm peeking in to those of you that may not get to hear my behind the curtain episode this month, just to let you know that this upcoming weekend is my girls' trip, my long-awaited little girls' weekend getaway. So I hope to have fun there. I'll be leaving early Friday morning and either coming back late Sunday night or Monday. And I hope to get an audio out that I will pre-post for the weekend so you can have something in your ears to enjoy while I'm away. And then I'll share whatever fun details might occur for that weekend when I do my monthly update later this month. I also wanted to let some of you know who may listen to this first before the other one that it's been a long while, but it's come around again where I got my ass slapped from Patreon and they removed one of my recent posts. It was the Storytime post called Family Breakup. And I shouldn't be surprised by that. It's not an incest tale at all. The female character in that audio does end up being intimate with various members of a family, a brother, a father, another brother, but never at the same time and never in the same location. There's no sort of sibling or parent or anything involved at the same time. So in my opinion, there is no incest in that audio, but for some reason it still breaks Patreon's rules, and I'm guessing that's why. I know some creators post a lot of incest stuff on Patreon and it never gets flagged, and all the power to them. I'm never gonna rain on their parade or stop them from doing what they're doing, but Patreon does have very clear and strict rules on that sort of thing. So yeah, that's missing if you wonder why I didn't remove it, but Patreon did. And as for the month of September, I can't really say it's been much different than the prior years, although I have had some fun new callers and some fun life stuff, like looking forward to the girls' weekend, but there's a lot of people, like, close to me that are having a hard time and that are actually fighting the flu as well. And I'm just trying to deal with that and not get sick. I'm a little run down this month. So maybe I've caught it, but just not the whole thing. So I'm looking forward to like a reset this weekend and then have more naughtiness in your ears to come. I am hoping to put out another episode, kind of the opposite of the first episode of The Highest Bidder. So it was a MILF bidding on a younger man, and I have the idea of a younger woman bidding on a DILF, I guess. So that's been in my head. I also talked about in my behind the scenes an anally focused audio that I hope to get to. I have just other things that have been taking my attention and inspiring me. The finally audio that I just put out a couple days ago was actually based on a caller who has always been talking about me coming to their hometown and setting me up in a hotel and having this first kind of slow and sensual fucking. And it's something that I've played with them, and I always find it very hot, and I thought I would create an audio to share that. So this is, I guess, a little mini behind the curtain as well update for those of you that aren't in that tier. I just wanted to let you know what was up with me this month so far, and that I'm very happy to have you here and looking forward to sharing more with you when I get back. And again, something in your ears this weekend that I'll leave for you to enjoy. Have a fantastic one, my luscious ones. Bye for now. Lacey.